Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope that you're doing well. We're pleased to be able to bring you another episode of I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It. My name is Fresh, and we're thankful that you decided to join us today. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to remind you that if you like what you hear, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate our podcast and leave us a comment or two. Now, without further delay, we can go ahead and get this shit rolling, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner. Podcast crime. Reg, the fuck's up, man?
Man, what's not, man? I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother.
Bruh, I'm on 100 right now, bruh. I'm on 100 right now. I'm on 100. Yeah.
Well, if you're on 100, I'm on 99.
Yeah, so.
I feel you.
So, just so our listeners know, today is Monday, June 1st, 6:41 p.m. And, you know, me and Reg haven't sat down to do a show in a minute. First one in, a few weeks. Yeah. It just so happens to be on the heels of, I don't know if it's one of the most tumultuous weeks, because, I mean, if you think about it, man, this shit's kind of become an old hat now.
Yes,
but it's definitely what has been an eventful week. A lot of different moving parts, man. A lot of different. This seems different, though. You know what I'm saying? It's everything seems different now. So if you've been up under a fucking rock, motherfucking police are at it again.
If that's what you want to call them, police, but yeah.
Right, if that's what you want to call them. These motherfuckers are at it again. You know, race soldiers out here, you know, killing motherfuckers with seemingly what seems to be impunity. However, state of Minnesota just assigned the case to the state attorney general, who happens to be a brother. I saw him on ESPN today. So we'll see what's up. He's talking about the possibility of upping the charges.
For all four?
Well, actually, you got to arrest the other three first, but on the one that actually had his knee on George Floyd's neck.
Chauvin.
Yeah. So we'll see what's up. And, you know, shout out to Minneapolis, man. It's like y'all had a chance to fix this shit when y'all killed Philando Castile.
Right.
You know, you really had a chance to fix this shit before. But obviously, I mean, I've read a lot of things, man, and his history is coming out instead of George Floyd's history in regards to how mm-hmm. fucked up his career has been. So, man, like I said, you know how we are here, man. We are normally, and if people don't know, we're not scripted per se, but we normally have an outline as to what mm-hmm. we're going to talk about today. But today is just, it's whatever it is, man.
Right.
But we definitely want to talk about George Floyd, man, and everything that is surrounding that. Anything's on the table at this particular point, man. So I'll let you, before I start cussing for real, I'm going to go ahead and let you do your thing, man.
Yeah, well, you know, first, rest in peace to the brother. But this, what we are seeing and witnessing in this country right now is white folks actually being scared for a chance and getting a taste of what we have experienced as a people. And I'm not comparing the two, but anytime you can scare white folks, that is a wake up call. That's why even the local channels around here was showing protests and rioting or whatever they want to call it. Every channel just about is covering it. Because, like you said, it has not been to this magnitude. We've seen, you know, everything from Trayvon Martin to Sandra Bland and so on and so forth. And and all the mistreatment and injustices, but it's something different about this one because of how, you know, the reaction. It's like, dude, we just tired. We had enough, dude. And, you know, you see a lot of white protesters that are out who are just tired of the system. Be careful with that, though. In my opinion, just sort of be careful who you ally with or call yourself personally allying with. But they're tired of the system, too. They're tired of Trump. You know what I'm saying? It's just like anybody's, you know, it's almost like a fight back in school back in the day. Like, if you see two people fighting, now it's your chance to get your frustration. Man, you know, I've been meeting this nigga for... You know,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me just go ahead and
kick your ass in the motherfucking earlobe.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, you know, I was watching the news this morning. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was on like CBS or something. And he was like, you know, good. Like, this is how a reaction should be. Like,
exactly.
You know, what do you expect?
Exactly.
So don't give me that non-violent stuff. Like, where do we learn the violence from? Where do we learn looting from?
Right.
And not every black person is looting. It's a lot of white folks is looting.
Right. There's plenty of pictures out there with
plenty.
Yeah. But on to that note, man, let me I need to read something to you real quick, man, because I had a classmate of mine who is high school classmate who's a pretty high-ranking official in the police department, and you know he entertains some of the bullshit on his page, you know, because when you're a public figure, you can't just say, "Hey, white people don't comment." So I get it. But the funny thing, man, is. When he posted something here, and I wanted to read the actual post from somebody that was on his post.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is the thing. His post read this, which I don't necessarily agree with, but I don't necessarily disagree with because there's merit to it, provided that what happens after the fact of unrest is not productive, then what he's saying has merit. But if it is productive, then it doesn't really have merit. And he said, this is counterproductive. And I'm assuming he meant the protests with the rioting and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Says protesting and boycotting actually work to influence change. Rioting just hardens the hearts of adversaries and allies alike.
Mm.
That's some real political shit, and like I said, I mean, I'm not gonna put my band out there on Front Street because you know those who know, and they know that he's a good dude, that he's a straight up dude. But this particular subject kind of left me, you know, wondering like what's really up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you know me, I'm a reasonable dude most of the time, but I'm always gonna be black, man. And the fact of the matter is, I can't necessarily constantly keep giving considerations to all sides when my side is dying.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, you know, I don't understand what the... What are we given here? But I mean, what are we given more of our lives to say? Okay, yeah, you good on that? Okay, yeah, we know that y'all know that y'all fucked up now. So this is the last one of us that y'all gonna kill. Okay, yeah, we'll trust you on that. Because to me, that's what it seems like people are asking. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's fear. It's really a fear of. I mean, it goes back to. The good old days where the fear of an uprising, that's what most plantations feared, that one day, it's going to be a time when these black folks are going to wake up and kill us. We already outnumbered globally.
Right.
We're recessive. Our genes are recessive. Shit. But one day they gonna figure some stuff out. Whether it's gonna be their fists, you know, something. I read something that said, power only appreciates two things: money and weapons. And one of the things that is going on now is weaponizing. Sure, you know, they're damaging buildings and things, but it's a sign of what is yet to come. People are really, they're thinking right now, okay, how do we manage this conviction or this proposed conviction? And, you know, in regards to, and that's the sad part, is do we do the right thing, or are we managing the country? You know what I'm saying? Are we managing the emotions of the country? How do we settle this down, but at the same time try to get these guys off? You know what I'm saying? Not to throw a tangent in here, but that just came to mind. It's just subtle ways of how they can seemingly control the masses of people instead of just doing the right thing. Do the right fucking thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
To me, all four are complicit. If all four are not convicted, that's nowhere near justice. Don't just get the one guy.
Right. Yeah,
all four of them are complicit. At least get them on manslaughter or something. But full extent of the law. You know, if I don't know if Minnesota is an execution state, you know, or capital punishment, what have you, but full extent. But you know, that's just me and my, you know, it's just, how do you manage that with, you know, like if we don't convict them, like if we let them off, they're going to really tear down the whole country.
Yeah, this shit gonna get set off, bro. If they don't hang this motherfucker by his nuts, this shit is gonna be, this shit is gonna get set off for real. This is gonna be some people that are gonna be seriously injured, possibly more, like, people
seriously
killed. Right.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about it is, but first before we get to that, let me get back to this post, because what I wanted to read was a post by a young lady that was basically saying, you know, people are out there taking what they need, because this, you know, some people are using it as an opportunity, some people are taking what they need because of what the situation is. And then she said, if someone murdered my son and then tear gassed peaceful protesters, I would also burn the city down. Then there's this one jerk that's always on my boy's post. I mean, he is a certified asshole. And this is one dude that made me lose my cool. I almost drove back home. For real.
Damn.
Dude, I almost drove back home, because he's not hard to find. I almost drove back home to go to his office and fuck him up.
Damn.
That's how much I hate this motherfucker, bro. You know, damn. I mean, he could get run over right now, and I wouldn't give not two shits. Wouldn't give two shits.
What was his comment?
Well, his comment was this, and this is not even one of the more inflammatory things that he said. Mm-hmm. But It's just a mindset. He says, your comment about take what you need is exactly the reason why tensions are escalating. The if you have it and I want it, I'll take it from you gets people injured and killed. Why do you think you're entitled to take something that's not yours simply because you want it? And I said, isn't that motherfucking white people? That is the history of the world right there.
That's it.
That is the history of the world. And like I said, true, this dude is a certified asshole.
Is he white?
Yeah, he's white. He's white as fuck.
Okay, at first I didn't think so.
No, he's white as fuck.
Yeah.
He is a certified asshole.
Wow.
And a racist. But this is my thing. It's the ignorance. You went so far as to say, why do you think you're entitled to take something that's not yours? And this, I'm quoting this verbatim. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you're entitled to take something that's not yours simply because you want it? Open up your history book and figure out why you're in a position to even think that way.
Yeah. Now, is he intelligent enough to really know that, but just saying it in a way to piss people off.
Nah, I mean, I really think that this is just dumb white boy ignorance right here, dude.
Because he's a smart dude.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I call it what it is, man. And if you're not intelligent enough, I really don't even talk to you.
Right.
This dude's intelligent enough, but he's also kind of a troll. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But this particular thing, I mean, and the funny thing about it, when I looked at his page, when I was about to go fuck him up, when you look at his page, he actually leans liberal in regards to his political thinking and shit like that. But what did Malcolm X say? Beware of the liberal.
That's right.
Beware, you know, of the liberal disguised as your ally. Yeah. So, but anyway, like I said, not to give this dude too much, you know, shine on the show. I just wanted that statement, that blissfully ignorant statement.
Yeah.
To say, just because you want it, you're supposed to take it. Motherfucker, look at your whole entire history.
Right.
And don't even look at your history. Just look at history, world history. It's about conquering, colonization, stamping out of generations of people and cultures. That's what history is about. Just because motherfuckers wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Rome didn't build the biggest empire because they just said, you know what? It's a beautiful day to build an empire. Let's see who wants to join us. No.
Exactly.
you know what I'm saying?
And the whole, yeah. I mean, it didn't work like that.
So, you know, I just think that people are so ignorant. Or they just refuse to acknowledge the things that have happened in the past.
Well, that's what privilege really does. It sort of covers that up. There's a book, White Fragility.
I got it.
Robin DiAngelo. Mm-hmm. You have it?
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking. I got it. It's sitting on top of The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander, sitting on my bookshelf right here.
I've heard her on YouTube as well, but she sort of breaks down some of the reasons why white America can't accept, you know, black progress, and how they sort of protect white privilege. And sometimes privilege is another book, White Rage, but it says some of the same things, but that's how privilege works. It's like, either I see it, I understand it, and then, that was then, this is now, or this is the way it's supposed to be, or like it's different facets of like the mentality takes on when you are in a privileged position, and whether you're black or white in any privileged situations, usually just think about, if you are privileged to something, right? I get to go to the park, but my cousins can't. So you feel a certain entitlement automatically. Like, it's just, you know, for a kid may feel that way. And so this is not in any way justifying white supremacy or white privilege, but it's just, I thought of that book and how, you know, how that they're psychologically, how it's really messing them up, which makes them the way that they are.
I'm sorry if I'm not sympathetic.
I'm not saying it to be for somebody to be, you know, sympathize with it, but I'm saying that it's a damn shame. That's what I'm saying. It's a damn shame that someone, that's one of the reasons why, in social media, I'll go through Twitter and just read people's tweets, and very similar to what you, and you just sit back and you say, how can a person think that way? Or how is it that they, either they are trolling or they are just stupid as shit about life, like real history and real life situations. It's just mind boggling.
It really is, man. And but to kind of switch gears, but not switch gears per se, man. I mean, there's been more talk about the rationale behind the eruption of protests, not only here, but actually across the globe, which kind of shocked me, considering that, you know, dude, like I said, people just don't, they don't pay attention to history, man. I'm just like, you know, Europe is one of the one of the biggest committer of worldwide crimes.
Oh yeah, they
you know what I'm saying? It baffles me. I'm just like, man, people, yeah, short fucking memories. But you know, I guess you got to say appreciate the support, right?
Yeah.
Because you know, times change, people change, sort of. You know, but what I will say is this. What I will say is this, man, is going back to that bitch in Central Park. What was her name? Amy Cooper.
Amy Cooper.
I mean, that just sounds white as fuck, man. And she was willing to weaponize the police to do whatever, make her point, whether or not she was scared, whatever. But the fact of the matter is that she knew of the history there. So when people say, "Oh, we've moved on, race is not an issue, why the da 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 da, whatever, whatever, whatever," no, this shit is in you, because you knew that there was a possibility that an interaction between police and a black man in Central Park involving a lily white ass bitch, might actually cause some issues.
They know what they're doing.
And so, you know, my whole thing is this, is like, you know, when I'm talking to, you know, white people, that's white people shit. I'm not talking to people who just happen to be white. That's white people shit.
Yeah.
You know, because if you don't want to be looked at as white people, if you just want to be looked at as a human, that shit goes both ways. You know, and to me, that's white people shit. And whatever happens to that bitch, she just absolutely deserves it. Whatever happens to her.
Yeah, and the sad part is the brother is trying to say, hey, you know, I didn't mean for her to be fired, and
I don't want nothing else. Yeah, my whole thing is this. He doesn't even realize how close he is to being a motherfucking hashtag himself. And see, that's part of the, and because I was gonna get to this too, man. Because there's a lot of people, a lot of us that are real comfortable with this shit, that are condemning people's reactions because of whatever reason, you know, whether it's their job, their house in the suburbs, you know, their kids in good schools, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? Right. They got the butter biscuits. So they're like, oh no, don't riot. Don't riot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like your bread is already buttered like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're not in the positions on a daily basis that are going to up your percentage, you know, your chances, you know, as far as your percentages to be involved with police.
Right.
You know, you've managed to, in your mind, escape that shit. So, you know, when you look back, don't look down. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be pulling your hand. You're supposed to be reaching your hand back and pulling motherfuckers forward.
Right.
But it's so many of us, man, that to get to the places where we are, we don't reach back. We don't look out. But yet we want to speak in a condemning type of manner to those people who are barely fucking... Dude, there's 40 motherfucking million people out of work.
Hmm.
You think some people wasn't trying to come up on some shit on loot just because they actually really had to?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, not everybody is out looting just to get a motherfucking TV. It's some motherfuckers really just trying to get it how they live, because that's where they at right now. And which brings me to another point. When people say, oh yeah, you know, cops are just, you know, it's you can't, you know, say all cops are bad, because this one, okay, well, you can't say that everybody that's out protesting is a looter. You can't say that. You can't say everybody that happens to fall up on some shit is doing it just because they're bad people. Some people got to do what the fuck they got to do.
Right.
So, yeah, it's opportunistic. Would I do it? No. But am I going to judge somebody because they got to go get some shit and maybe flip it so they can eat? I ain't going to judge that shit either.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, what really is the problem is the fact that this motherfucker was killed in the street. George Floyd was killed in the street in broad daylight.
I mean, like,
And bro,
like
that,
on lunch break.
That's what I'm saying. That shit could have been me, could have been you, could have been anybody. And it don't matter what kind of job you have. It don't matter what kind of degrees you got. Don't matter what your bank account look like. That shit could have been your neck up under that knee. And this is the type of shit that I need people to realize, man. And this is why I hate these well-to-do black people sometimes, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, you know, you the worst kind of motherfucking nigga.
Yeah.
You the worst kind.
What some people call, especially the old niggas, sometimes it's the old ones that conjure some of that too.
Man, it's crazy, man.
Because a lot of them fought the fight.
But those are the motherfuckers that should be saying, tear that shit up.
Exactly.
Those are the ones that should be saying, look, I did this shit for 40 years and this shit ain't got no better. Man, burn that motherfucker down.
Exactly. Pass the torch. Now you know it's what your
turn. I mean, I don't get this shit. And it's like, you know, I respect a lot of the people that I'm still cool with from high school and that have met along the way that are in my age range and you know, and life status and things like that. But bruh, this shit has pushed me to the edge to watch some of the people. I'm just like, man, I'd rather be in a chat room with a bunch of troll racists than to be around a bunch of unconscious ass black people, bruh.
Dude,
it boils my fucking blood.
I don't know which is worse because one is at least, you know, at least one group, you know where they coming from.
Right.
They coming straight from, you know, the other is you.
They have an identity. Identity. And the fact of the matter is that historically speaking, we've had everything torn from us to the point to where we don't even know how to identify with what our struggle actually really is.
Yep.
That's the fucked up thing about it.
You know, before we got on this call, I was speaking with a brother and we were talking about integration and how integration has really fucked up a lot of things. And it has messed with the mindset. Now, one may say, I have opportunities that my parents and grandparents didn't have and so on and so forth. But if you step back and look at things, the mindset is I made it now. Or racism doesn't exist, like you said earlier. You know, white folks ain't so bad, or all white folks ain't bad. To say that quickly, you know what I'm saying? All lives matter. Just it's now I'm equal with them type of mentality. And so we have to think about some of the things that have happened in the last 50 plus years, you know, politically that has sort of also change our mindsets from a socio-political standpoint as well.
But you know what gets me, man? You know
some
what gets
people
me?
Don't know it.
They don't.
Don't realize it.
Because you know what really gets me? Dude, I got two more degrees than what my mother has. Mm-hmm. I live in a house that's damn near five times the size of the shitty ass apartment that I grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still pissed.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? You know, I'm just about as separated from a lot of this shit as you could be, but it still pulls at my heart like it's something that's happening to me personally. If you're not that connected,
exactly.
If you are not that connected, I really just cannot fuck with you.
That's the soul in you. That's what makes us different. Typically, as groups of people, that's usually what makes us different. But I agree with you, man. If you can't feel, if you black and you can't feel that, and a lot of other shit that you see and experience, other people's experiences. I mean, you know, Ahmaud Arbery and so on. I mean, we can go count down and just think about.
And he was far removed from. He shouldn't have, like I said, this wasn't even a police encounter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is a redneck encounter.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. but it's the system that perpetuates that type of thinking amongst these racist ass motherfuckers that think that, oh, I'm a citizen, I can arrest me. Well, what the fuck? This dude shouldn't even, that's a whole nother, bruh. Let me stop.
Yeah. But I mean, we can go on. We can go on forever talking about.
Unfortunately, yes.
Those you know each situation. But it's sad. But one thing that, you know, people are experiencing, what the country is experiencing, is a wake up call. And I think the energy still needs to be there. We have to, I think, like anything else, like you said early on, is about sitting, just sort of trying to remove or manage your emotions with it, to where you can create some type of strategy to it that makes sense. Just don't go tell me to vote either as the only strategy.
As the only strategy. It's part of the strategy. It's part of the strategy. But then to that particular point, man, and not to interrupt you, but I think you may say this, but and if you were, I apologize, but motherfuckers really need to get up on that local election shit, bro.
Yeah.
You need to be heavily involved with who your district attorney is. You need to be heavily involved of who your judges are. You need to be heavily involved with who your city council members are. You need to know these motherfuckers by face and by name.
Right. I totally agree. And if you live in a predominantly black neighborhood, which typically sees more officers around, know who those officers are.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That typically patrol the area or what have you. That's another thing, getting to know, because I mean, when shit like this go down, you know, they're protected. That's one thing I noticed with this case and in some other cases where it takes a while for an arrest to be made.
Like, these motherfuckers probably ain't even in Minnesota right now, bro.
You took words out of my mouth. They didn't transfer them somewhere. They got them protection, you know, identity protection, whatever. They got they give them time to get the affairs in order. You know, it took 4 days to get an arrest or so, 4 or 5 days for an arrest to come. So they figured by day two, once the shit starts circulating, then you know what? Let's holler. Here's what's going to happen. Some shit's about to happen. I'm just letting you know. I'm giving you a tip. You need to get your shit together, get your finances together, whatever. Let's come up with a plan to get you out of Dodge right now.
Yeah, I guarantee you that motherfucker ain't in Minnesota right now.
And they protecting this house. You know, they had the whole fucking police force around his house. You know what I'm saying? Protecting him. And it's just, you know, I don't even know what to say sometimes, bro.
Man, it's crazy, man. And you know, let's just sum this particular part up of the show by just a simple synopsis of what you think about civil unrest, rioting, all of that. Real short.
Well, in real short, I think that what is happening is bringing joy to my heart of the reactions that are going on. It is a wake up call to the masses. And in this particular case, this is one case. In this particular case for Mr. Floyd, I certainly hope that these race soldiers are punished. That is, it's bigger than George Floyd, rest in peace, but it's bigger than him. This is about punishing white supremacy, punishing their actions. And that's just my quick thought on that.
My thoughts on the rioting specifically. Justified. That's all I can really say. It's justified. And they better be glad that that's all that happened.
Yep.
You know, it's like if we ever wake up. And, you know, because, bro, I really had to get my mind right before I stepped out the house, bro. Because it was about to be on, bro. And like I said, man, I'm almost 50 years old, man. This is not shit that I should be worried about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's one of those things where, man, I can't take it no more. You know, I can't take it no more.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just when I think that everything, that shit couldn't get any worse. So I just got a notification for, you know, I subscribe to the New York Times and shit, you know, try to keep up with, you know, they have the pulse on a lot of national issues too. President Trump just said that the people that committed the rioting and looting committed acts of domestic terror. I mean, I'm just like, nigga, really?
Yeah. I mean, what do you expect, right? What do you expect?
Bruh. It's crazy, man. I mean, we are, my whole thing is this, as far as Trump goes, man. I mean, you know, I hate to say this, but he's almost been neutralized by this coronavirus shit. Because he's so inept, and people are starting to realize that, you know, like, this motherfucker really, really is inept. I think that it's really going to put the nail in his coffin come November. But in the meantime, we just got to put up with this shit. You know, I just think that he's really outdone himself as far as being a dickhead goes. I mean, you really can't be much more of a dangerously incompetent human being as he is. This is he's the equivalent of giving a 14-year-old, you know, a Ferrari. you understand what I'm saying? He can't control shit. So, you know, it's,
he's still gonna have his base.
He got his base, but this is the thing though, man. That's what this civil unrest and this rioting, this looting, this destruction of property, this domestic terrorism, as they're calling it.
Yeah.
That's what this shit is gonna do, man, because it's galvanizing more than just black people. It's white people's worst nightmare, bruh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I said early on, I said, be careful who you claim to be an ally with,
right?
Because a lot of them are just in it just so that you, my friend, right? Like,
right,
don't come after me and my right. folk. But once we get on the narrative, we have to control the narrative mm-hmm. through all this, and that punishment is the end game is punishment for these four clowns,
right?
That's gonna be
our next topic, man. It's like, what type of structure, what type of things need to be in place to start to curb and eventually eradicate this type of bullshit? You know, I mean, what do we need to do? You know, a lot of people say that, you know, we need to have, you know, community policing, and that people that police the neighborhood should live in a neighborhood. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, I got three cops in my neighborhood. Had three cops in my neighborhood and the sheriff around the corner. You know
yeah,
what happens?
Yeah, passes.
You pass out every time you come over. You know what happens? Mm-hmm. No, nothing happens in this neighborhood, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, petty stuff like kids, you know, busting out windows and, you know, stealing stuff out of cars and shit. But that's everywhere. But I feel like, man, that there really should be like a... I mean, there should be like a commission of all states. You know, I don't necessarily want to take away the local town feel, because there's some towns that have worked really hard to put decent police people in place and to do things the right way. You know, you don't want to punish people that shouldn't be punished, but at the same time, there needs to be some type of national oversight. There needs to be independent investigations by people who are not former law enforcement people. You know, there needs to be a break in that blue line somewhere. And people need to be held account. I think that's really the only way. You know, because it's going to get to a point where, you know, and the last thing I really want, even though I think about it a lot, the last thing I really want is all out war on the streets. But people have proven, hey, just over the past few years, that cops can get it, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, people have rolled up on cops and like straight popped them in broad daylight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are motherfuckers out there that are really about that shit. And when you start putting this type of mental anguish and stress on people, and you fail to check your brethren,
yeah,
you can get it. And I'm just and I'm not that fucking far gone, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's not some shit that I would even. That I would even consider doing.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it has happened. Motherfuckers have done it. And so I'm thinking, like, do y'all really think that y'all got lives too, bruh? You got lives too. You know what I'm saying? You ain't always got your hand on your gun.
Yeah.
You ain't always in uniform. You ain't always got that vest. People can find you. People can do shit to you. So it's like, dude, do we really want to go through things like that? I don't want to see that shit, bro. But I'm telling you, there's enough people out there that have been beaten down enough mentally that it's affecting them enough mentally to where they can go over the edge. Not everybody's stable, bro. Not everybody got somebody in their house that can pull them back off that ledge.
Right, before
they go do some dumb shit. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I say it has to be a break in that blue line somehow, man. There needs to be some other type of oversight, because obviously they take care of their own, you know, but it's like, you know, not all cops are bad, but hell, not everybody who's riots is bad either. So you can't, if let's just play that game. Let's not categorize everybody as bad. Okay, fine. But like I said, this shit is going to get worse, man. It's going to get worse if we can't get this shit in check. So
yeah, it's just like, accountability is the word that you said. So
as far as black people go, man,
if you punish a motherfucker, that'll solve a lot of it right there.
Right.
If you punish, it's over and over seeing people getting off of stuff. We can see it. Everybody sees it on camera. Think about all the lives that were not captured by camera before we had cameras,
right?
Phones in our hands.
All of the shit that have been violated and shit.
Yeah, and all the you know, planting guns and drugs on people and, you know, incarcerating them, lies and stuff. I mean, that could, George Floyd could have been an easily lie. I mean, look at the thing that came out. Now they're trying to put something out talking about he had pre-existing health conditions that may have been a part of it.
Yeah, but his family had an independent autopsy done, and that particular medical examiner said that he died by asphyxiation and lack of airflow to his brain. So
yeah,
you know, so at least there, you got a positive, you got a negative, so that's a wash.
It's,
you know,
dude, I don't care if he was stage 4 colon cancer.
Yeah, I don't care if the motherfucker was on the ventilator. That shit was wrong.
He could have been out there with his IV in his arm. Look,
he could have been already dead, and that shit would have been wrong, bro.
Exactly. He could have been in the urn, cremated in the urn, and still, that shit was wrong.
Man, but like I said, man, from this point forward, man, I think that, you know, number one, as far as, because I want to go back to what I said about the riots being justified, about the looting being justified.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I will say, man, is that black people, man, y'all need to, and some of it happened, you know, you need to loot the right places. You need to bust up the right shit. You know, some of it happened, man. You know, some of it happened.
Looting 101.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know, you need to go to places outside of your shit, man. You know, I mean, because I'm telling you, bro, this, and I've said this several times, man, this shit will stop, man, if we burn down the right building and we kill the right motherfucker.
Yeah.
I mean, and it sounds horrible. I know how it sounds. I understand how it sounds.
Yeah,
but
I get you.
But one of these motherfuckers have to die a horrible death for them to understand. We need a public execution of our own.
And where's
what terrorists do. If we really terrorists, like Trump said, that's what we do. You remember how the motherfuckers over, you know, out in the Middle East was beheading motherfuckers on live TV?
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying that that's what we should do, but what I'm saying is that that had motherfuckers thinking. That shit had people thinking. And so, you know, if you really want to take this shit to the nth degree, if you really want to go all out, then that's what really needs to happen. If you want to be sensible about the shit and you don't want to do that shit, then what you need to do is take all of your motherfucking money out of these white banks, find you a black-owned bank and bank with them. You need to take all of your business, as much as you can, take as much of your business as you can out of these other businesses that are breastfeeding off of our communities and getting rich off of us. And we're kingmakers. We have proven that we are kingmakers. We are queenmakers. We are royalty makers. These motherfuckers come into our hoods and they get rich off of us. We make them rich.
Yeah.
So what
they get paid twice.
We need to take that shit from them and make our own kings, make our own queens within our neighborhoods or wherever they want to set up business, because we can do it. We got $1 trillion worth of buying power. We can do that shit.
Yep. And how ironic, this today is the 99th anniversary of the
Black Wall Street
massacre in Tulsa. Right. Speaking of that.
Yep. Just because we were doing well and we didn't want to fuck with them.
Right.
You said, okay. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's what I'm saying, bro. All we have to do, if you got a community that's, you know, let's just say a small town that's 100,000 people. And if it's the same type of population disbursement as it is nationally, that means that 13 to 15,000 of those people are going to be Black, right? Bruh, $10 from each one of those people can put somebody in business.
Mm-hmm.
A cup of coffee can put a bunch of people in business, bro. You understand what I'm saying? But see, right. Motherfuckers don't want to think like that. They think for their $5 coffee, they're supposed to get a $50,000 return.
Mm-hmm.
But the return that we should be looking for is that Black Wall Street type of mentality, that Black Wall Street type of setup, the future to where your kids don't have to leave their neighborhood to find what they need, and that they can invest in the neighborhood and the neighborhood can invest back in them.
You're right, man. And like I said earlier, integration mindset has hurt a lot of us, a lot of people.
You know what though, man?
When people do that, you got a lot of people that don't want to do that don't want to do work, don't want to work for a Black environment.
Right. But you know what though, man?
I get this government check. This EBT card is about, and then I'm not disparaging anyone's situation, but I'm saying, but you do have some people that in certain pockets that are like, damn that talk about Black empowerment. Y'all going to have me trying to own business and support each other. These, I don't trust y'all niggas.
Right. And that's, you know, that's the problem. That's one of the big problems, that we don't trust each other. And number two, it's the mindset. And I call it a generational mindset, because I mean, when motherfuckers had a power and they flex on you for a few hundred years, you know, you come out damaged. That's just how it is. But our mindset in regards to what our performance level could be or should be is always based on some shit that white people do. You know, we have a tendency to say, oh yeah, it's a Black owned business, so it's lower quality, or it's this, or it's that. Mm-hmm. You know, motherfuckers think because they live in a white neighborhood that all of a sudden it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that shit, man, I had the best time of my life in a Black neighborhood. Let me tell you a quick story, man.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to the east end of Louisville, Kentucky, man, with my grandmother, man. And at the time, it was white as fuck. You know, we were only the, I'm sure that this subdivision is probably well integrated now and probably even more Black, but it was called the City of Westwood, man. It was a subdivision off of Westport Road in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
And back in the early, late 70s, early 80s, man, we were one of the maybe three Black families in that whole entire subdivision. Worst time of my fucking life, dude.
Really?
One of my first introductions to this neighborhood, man, I was walking to the bus stop about to go catch the bus to where I was going to school. I was going to Westport Middle School. And there was, and I remember this shit like it was yesterday, dude. It was a green, it had to be like either 76 or 77 Impala. Tried to run me off the road, dude.
What?
Yep. I was walking and they like tried to pretend like they were going to hit me. And it was a bunch of white kids, man, in it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of shit that, you know, I had everything around me that pointed to me having a better life than what I had for. But man, I'm telling you, I was fucking miserable.
Yeah.
I was fucking miserable.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody has their own perspective and experience that.
Ever since white people have came into my life, man, my shit's been complicated. I ain't lying, bro. And I'm gonna give. I know some people listen to this show, man. I know some of my Facebook friends listen to the show, and I'm gonna tell y'all, motherfuckers, right now. I see who's speaking up, and I see who's not speaking up.
Mm-hmm.
And I got your phone number, so when I call you, don't act surprised. Because I want to hear it from you. I'm not gonna go, because you know how I be, man. I ain't got no problem. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm gonna call you up, and I'm gonna be like, "What do you think about this?"
Yeah,
because I need to know.
So this ain't a threat. This is a promise.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, I'm not gonna threaten nobody. I'm just saying I want to know. I want to know what's up. I want to know what I'm dealing with, because, you know, you say that we cool, we got history, whatever, whatever. Okay, fine. Show me you got my back in times like this, when you know that I'm having a hard time with this shit in my mind.
Yeah, and that's the first stage of consciousness, really, is anybody. And you said it earlier. If it's a brother or sister that is not thinking on the same frequency, you know you ain't got nothing to do with them. So it's definitely gonna make that way with white folks. You know what I'm saying? If you have a certain mentality that just is not in line with yours, you know, I ain't got nothing to do with you.
Right, man. I'm fed up, bro. So I mean, I pretty much want motherfucking head on a stick at this particular point. I mean, that's kind of what I'm. That's the only thing that's gonna make this situation better. And when I say head on a stick, proverbially speaking, I mean his life needs to be over for all intents and purposes. Nothing less.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, nothing less than a life sentence. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know how they say you reach for the moon, you be amongst the stars. The moon for me is life sentence.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I said. Either. You know, to the fullest extent, life or execution.
Something, man.
Yeah.
Or just let them roam free in the streets. Uh-huh. drop him off in the hood somewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
And what movie was that? I forget. But I think it was Bruce Willis. They put a sign on him in the middle of the hood to say like fuck you niggas or something, and drop him off in the hood with a sign on his back. Like, yeah, that'd be interesting. But it's funny what you said earlier, or funny meaning I was thinking about it. Where the real thug niggas at,
bruh? You know how I be saying that shit.
I mean,
bruh?
if you bought that life,
you pull a gun out on me, but you won't pull a gun out on them.
I'm just saying, I'm not condoning it,
Yeah, because I mean, but no, on some real shit though. No, seriously though. I mean, it's a valid point, because a lot of motherfuckers will point to, let's just say Chicago. Whenever black people are talking to white people about the violence, what about the black on black crime? You know, they always say that dumb shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's enough guns in Chicago, evidently, based on the murder rate. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I need somebody to point the motherfuckers in the other direction. Or what would really do my heart even better is if you stop shooting the motherfuckers altogether. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna beg nobody to be peaceful. But at the same time, those energies could be used to making where you live better, instead of trying to eliminate the people that you live next to. You know, it's the mindset, bro. It's the slave mentality. You know, we'd rather shoot each other than shoot the oppressor. But again, like I said earlier in the show, man, it's, you know, what will happen is that we got to burn down the right structure, and we got to shoot the right motherfucker. Bro, I'm serious. Yeah. And I don't want people to misconstrue that as I'm saying I want somebody to die, or I need, you know, whatever. I mean, you know how motherfuckers are twisted. But what I'm saying is, for purposes of revolution, for purposes of uprising, you normally go after a target. And I don't mean one that sells bread and milk.
Right.
You know,
right.
See what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you normally go after an objective, and you accomplish that. That is the purpose.
Yeah, I posted something recently with a caption that says, "Strategize your liberation," and you have to. That's to what you're saying. You got to think about what you're doing and how it can really, maim your opponent. You know, if I'm, you think about the movie. I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but like Karate Kid, when they said chop the knee, go for the knee, they knew when Sensei told him where to hit him, he knew how to really put him in complete harm or injury. So you have to just be strategic where to land.
Well, I will tell you this, man, because we're running out of time, man. Black America needs to sweep the leg.
Sweep the leg.
That's what we need to do. We need to sweep the motherfucking leg, man. We need to sweep the leg. And we'll continue this conversation probably on the next show, man, just to see how things are going, man. But, it's crazy. Yeah,
you're not alone, brother. I understand where your energy is. And
yeah, I'm on 100.
You're not alone. I'm sure there's a lot of people like that right now listening.
Right.
They feel the same way, so.
We'll let everybody know, man, that in addition to Apple Podcasts, the podcast is now available on Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and CastBox, and Podbean. More outlets to come in the future. You can also connect with us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at ICBW Podcast. That's at ICBW Podcast. Be sure to like, comment, follow, subscribe, all that shit. You can also check us out on our website at ICBWpodcast.com. And man, that's what it is, bro. I feel a little bit better now that I got some shit off my chest because, you know, I've been trying to refrain from the social media outburst because, you know, I will go on there and I will ether everybody. So I have to. Then I figure, you know what? Damn, I got a motherfucking platform. Let's do this shit. Yeah. Motherfuckers know where I'm at.
We'll be good, be safe, and behave, brother.
All right, man. We out.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expression reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass judge decides the fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.